All right, well, good morning, folks. Once again, welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 18 in verse 11, which reads, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." And let's read the context of this, beginning in verse 10. "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Now, I'd like to briefly address the children, young and old alike. We read in verse 10 that we are warned against despising little ones. As adults, we ought not to despise children, but to love them, nurture them, and nourish them. They have great attention from God, and as I like to say, the children are God's favorite people. He goes to great lengths in passages such as this to speak to that point. We read that they have angels. Notice in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10b, "Their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." These are ministering spirits sent to minister to those who will inherit salvation. Children who have not reached the age of condition of accountability are among God's elect. And so their angels have regular audience in the throne room of God. Some folks call these guardian angels. This is where we find that term in the Bible. Children, please pay attention. God loves you so much. Jesus loves you so much. And the heavenly angels are real, and they too help you. We don't pray to angels, however. We only pray to God. But in all of these things, let us learn how special little ones are to God. The lives of the little ones are precious, and Jesus wants to bring you into a relationship with God the Father. And how do we do that? We pray each and every single day. God is especially happy if he hears from you, and doubly so if he hears from you twice. In our sermon proper, we shall follow 2 points. First, how we came to be lost and how we come to be lost. And second, we shall speak of the lost and found ministry of Jesus Christ. How we come to be lost. Now, to understand this, we go back to the beginning. Adam and Eve committed the first sin, and we inherit the sin nature, which is natural estrangement from God in its result. The psalmist puts it this way: "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies." So when you hear those little babies and they sound all cute, right? What they're actually doing, we may not understand it, but the Bible here says that they're speaking lies. Whatever they're saying, it's a lie. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." When we sin, shame enters in, and the natural response is what? We want to go hide. We want to go hide ourselves. That's the natural response. But the supernatural and the spiritual response is to confess the sin, to be restored to God. Again, the natural response, to go and get ourselves lost somewhere. Getting back to our friends Adam and Eve, back in the garden, as soon as they sin, we read this, that the eyes of both of them were opened and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And we can look at it this way. When we sin, we have this consciousness that God still walks among us. And the natural response is to go and hide so that God doesn't see, so that God doesn't uncover our sin. You see, Adam and Eve had been given some good directions from God, but they had been given some bad directions from the devil. And so it is. The world, the flesh, and the devil will always get us lost if we let them. Look at what garbage many of our youth have been fed. So much garbage that they disrespect law and order. They steal, they destroy property and people, assaulting them, having no regard for human life and human dignity. Look at where our churches have gone. Many who once professed the name of Christ and preached the gospel have embraced the cesspool of liberal theology. And those who follow them have come to be more lost than they were at the start. Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 6. Jeremiah, he's one of those prophets. He said it like it is. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. Many folks have been directed to the path of lostness, and they followed it. And they may have heard that there is a resting place. They may have been there or near there before, but now they don't know how to get back. And so we find it written that Israel is like scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. Now, at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. The world has pushed out any positive desires. It has devoured such a one in sin. The sinner is in captivity and in dire need. He is lost, but his bones are broken. And so he is without natural strength. He is like that man who lay half dead on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho that we talked about on Friday night. He is like a helpless brute beast that if some good Samaritan doesn't come along to his aid, he shall surely die. But there is good news. No one, not even you, friend, need remain in your lost condition. You may have come here in a lost condition. You don't have to stay there. You know why? I want to tell you about a ministry. And we didn't start this ministry. This ministry started from the very beginning. And it's run by none other than Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ runs a lost and found ministry to save sinners and to reclaim his own who have strayed from the faith and from the fellowship. You know, today, it's common where things are just given to the kids. And if the kid loses something, usually someone just enables their irresponsibility. How many masks do we find laying around the streets, right? They're right next to the nips. But yet folks just keep handing them out, like they're candy. It wasn't so back in the day. We used to have a thing called the lost and found. Maybe you've still got them in your school, I don't know. But the idea here is that there would be personal responsibility of the loser for keeping track of their stuff. And there would be personal responsibility of the finder for honestly returning the found items. So it is in the spiritual sense. We must be diligent not to lose our way, not to lose our stuff, not to lose the spiritual truth that God has given us for reason of lack of practicing these things. But Jesus, for his part, seeks, finds, and saves the lost. And he returns that which he's found, that's you and I, friends, to the rightful owner, God the Father. So when we find ourselves in the wilderness, we send out an SOS. We call by flare, by two-way, by text, or by prayer. And we know that Jesus will answer the call. We cry out for help with the psalmist saying, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And again, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The finder and the one found rejoice together in salvation, peace, in the spiritual journey home. Now, you've heard it been said that Jesus Christ, God the Son, is the Savior and the Good Shepherd. But did you know that the backdrop of that passage in John chapter 10 is found in the book of Ezekiel? Ezekiel chapter 34, in verse 6 and following, actually the entire chapter, but for the sake of brevity, I'm just going to read some assorted verses, selected verses. My sheep wander through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Moving down to verse 11, for thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among the scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I'll bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land. And I'll feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I'll make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken, and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in the judgment. So we see, friends, that the lost and found ministry of God has been going on for quite a long time. Even from those days back in the OT and all the way to the millennial kingdom, when these things will find their perfect physical fulfillment. The Lord's going to seek what was driven away, and he's going to bind up those who have been broken. Those who have felt the sickness of sin and have done something about it, called upon God, their Savior. So we shall close with that text this morning. For the Son of Man has come. He's come right here this morning to save that which was lost. Lord God, if there are any lost here this morning, if there are any completely lost souls who could not say today that if you returned, that they would go to heaven. If there are any who have gone astray, who have found themselves consumed with sickness and sin, those who are counted among your sheep, but have left your protection in the protection of your people, the 99, to go astray. Lord God, you know that there are some, even many, even each and every one of us, who has gone astray in some way, shape, or form. Lord, bind us up and bring us back, we pray this morning. And we thank you so much for your lost and found ministry, which saveth our soul, sanctifies us, and carries us home. And we pray these things in Jesus' name, amen.